The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hey guys, welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM. Carrie VC, I'm in a company. And we're here with Dr. Indira Couch. Hi, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing, Dr. Couch?
Hey guys,
how are
welcome
you?
Welcome back. Freedom 106.5
Oh, wait,
FM.
I need to pause this here, right? Oh my gosh. Guys, I forgot we are on YouTube. Check out our YouTube channel. So I had the YouTube running. I'm so sorry. But I'm hearing you now, Dr. Couch. Are you hearing me clearly?
I am hearing you clearly.
Nice and nice.
Here with you again, Carrie.
Yes, and it's all about part two, turning feedback into feed forward. And I loved the conversation that we were having last week. And I say, you know what? I think we need to have a continuation. And guys, get into the conversation. We are talking about turning feedback into feed forward and, you know, actually learning how to receive constructive criticism, because a lot of us, we don't know how to. All right. So let me just remind you, just in case you were not here, you flew out and you came back in last week. We had a really thought provoking conversation with Dr. Couch about changing the way we look at feedback. Now, instead of seeing criticism as something negative or personal, you know, what she did, she actually challenged us to see it as feed forward, using what we've learned from the past to make better decisions and even achieve better results in the future. Now, we also spoke about how feedback isn't meant to break us, but it's meant to build us. And we explored how our mindset determines whether we see criticism as an attack or as an opportunity to grow. So Dr. Couch even reminded us that whilst we can't change what has already happened, we can certainly change what happens next. And because the response we got from the listeners was tremendous, and many of you said you wanted to know how to actually put these principles into practice, I've decided to, you know, continue the conversation today. So guys, once again, Dr. Couch, she is here, she's ready, we are excited, and we're gonna turn this feedback into feed forward. Yeah.
Yeah, ready.
On like boiled corn. We on. Now, Dr. Couch, last week we spoke about the importance of shifting from feedback to feed forward. And today, let's see how best we can make it practical. Because I also believe in something that in order for us to change or to make any type of change, that is, we're supposed to practice it daily. And I believe that practicing receiving feedback in a positive way, you know, we will be able to change the way how we see things, see people, and even change our lives, right? So for someone who knows that they're struggling to receive criticism, what is the very first thing they should do when someone gives them feedback?
Well, first of all, I want them to try and just practice a very simple approach, which is to pause before responding. Because you remember, one of the things we've been talking about a lot is that we get buttons pressed, mm-hmm. right? So I want you to resist the urge to explain or to justify or to start defending yourself, okay? And then I want you to kind of, when, you know, we talked about this as well last week, I want you to observe and not absorb. So listen for the message. Focus on what may be useful, even if you disagree with the way in which it was said, right? I want you to even think about, well, could you give me an example of when you may have observed this? You know, like, just to understand what was happening, right? Oh, maybe even understand the impact. Ask, you know, what impact did my specific behavior have on you? Or was it on the team? Or was it on a particular thing that we'll be supposed to achieve, right?
Right.
I want you to also check your understanding. So summarize, you know, what you heard. So what I'm hearing you say is, have I understood this correctly? You know, just use those kinds of words and summarize. What did you hear the person say? Then I want you to start thinking about how we can convert this into feed forward. So you could even ask, what would you like me to do differently next time? And, you know, again, this is really important. Just, I mean, and this, I'm not just talking about work, I'm talking about personal relationships as well, right? Then you may decide at that point after that, well, what do I decide on what you're going to act on? You don't have to accept every opinion as fact, but you could look for any kind of theme, any kind of evidence, any kind of feedback that, you know, that you feel could really help you to make it, to become a better person.
Definitely.
And then just commit to one change. You don't have to do exceptional things to get exceptional results. Just change. Just think about one thing, a specific behavior that you might want to practice, even identifying when you will use it, and ask someone to hold you accountable to it, right?
Go ahead.
And the last thing I would say is, after you have, you know, been practicing this new behavior, just ask, you know, for feedback again. Have you noticed an improvement? What could I continue working on?
Definitely. Right? I got it. And thank you so much for sharing that, Dr. Couch, because as I've mentioned before, putting it into practice, I want our listeners, I want me as well, because I learn every single time I'm here with you. And let's break it down, because you've mentioned that, you know, don't do all the tasks one time. Just pick one. Now, what I want you to break it down more simpler, in a simpler form for us. Give us three steps, three practical steps, or three processes that we can use every time we receive feedback. Really, really simple.
Okay, so we talked about, you know, really, I would say one of the first thing is to pause.
Pause.
You really have to pause and listen. Yeah, that first, you're going to hear me say this a lot. I think pausing, calming down your emotion, and being able to just manage your initial reaction. So don't interrupt, don't explain, don't become defensive. Just listen, okay? And maybe secondly, clarify first to understand. So, you know, even say, well, what I'm hearing you say is this, or can you share a bit of an example, and maybe even explain the impact, how that may have, you know, landed. And then, you know, when you obviously first you have that awareness to the behavior that you want to change, or you should, or you think it's going to be, or the person is sharing with you that is going to help you to be a better person. You have that awareness now. You want to practice what you're going to fix, and then you're going to repeat. Awareness, practice, repeat. And then ask, when you're practicing now, what could I do differently next time? So, you know, what action can I take that I can apply it, and then I can, you know, check back on the progress. Or you may not even need to ask a person. You may even say it sometimes too, or they may ask you, well, what do you think you can do next time? And you may just kind of work together, you know, depending on the situation. You know, I typically like to ask when I'm working with my teams or anyone in my environment, especially when I'm giving feedback. I say, well, what do you think you can do differently next time? Or let's come up with something together. Yeah, and agree on that one action.
Right.
And then apply it.
Yeah.
And then check back on your progress.
And see. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, Dr. Couch. And guys, if you're now joining us, we are here with Dr. Indira Couch, and it's a continuation of our conversation from last week, turning feedback into feed forward, because we realize that we have a little challenge with accepting criticism. And not all criticism is bad, and I've learned that. It's just that we have to pause and listen, right? And we need to be aware of what's going on. We need to practice the change and repeat. I love it. Thanks so much for that, Dr. Couch. So guys, get into the conversation. Have you ever paused when you received constructive feedback or constructive criticism? Have you ever paused and say, I think this person correct, because I really did this or I really did that? Has that ever happened to you? Send me a message on WhatsApp and let me know. 306-1065. Send me a voice note as well. Now, we are getting some messages, but I'm going to read them out in a bit. So, Dr. Coucher, what are some of the warning signs that tell us that we are becoming defensive before we even realize it?
Well, first, we're not pausing.
We are just blah, 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 blah. Reacting.
Correct. No, it's a really simple thing, you know, Carrie. We're just going straight into it. We're not pausing. We're interrupting. We're speaking over the person. We're immediately trying to justify or make excuses, you know, or even saying things like, yes, but...
Yeah.
Whatever, or dismissing the feedback, you know, becoming sarcastic, argumentative. There's lots of warning signs, right? You know, and if you are feeling yourself becoming defensive, just kind of say, let me take a little bit of a moment here so can I properly understand what you're saying. You see, we are meaning-making machines. Human beings, we put meaning in
everything. We even put salt in it too, just saying.
Somebody asks you, I had a good situation today. Somebody could ask you a simple question, right? And they might say, oh, tell me what you do when you, or they may not say it like how I'm saying it. They say, by the way, tell me what you just do. What you just do in your job?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say a boss asks you, what do you do? And then the person asked that question too could get triggered because they don't like the fact that the person asking them what do they do.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? It's because they get triggered because they're like, they feel this person trying to micromanage them or, you know, find out what it is they're really, or they even interpret it as disrespect.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's really interesting, because I would never think asking a question like that is disrespectful.
But then again, what about the tone of how it was asked? Because sometimes, you know, our intention is not to offend anyone, but sometimes the way how we say it, or even in the tone of voice, you know, it may come across disrespectful.
Correct. Agreed. It could definitely, it's how you say it and how it may land to the other person. Agreed.
How they would receive it.
How they would receive it, exactly. So this is why when we are giving the feedback, we have to also be aware of how it could land to the other person, right? We also want to be you know, wary about more just paying attention to the receiving of the feedback as well.
Yeah.
Right?
I got it. All right,
so
Dr. Coach. Yeah.
The how you say it is critical. The tone, the body language, definitely.
And that's another conversation for another day, because that conversation there, Dr. Coach, that is a big one. But listen, we've got to go take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation, all right? So stick and stay. Don't go anywhere. You could probably put the tea to hot, put on the kettle, and we'll be back. So stay there. We'll be back, Dr. Couch. Guys, we are going to take a quick break. But I must tell you, the champions are back. And CNC3 is ready to bring you closer to all the action as we partner with Republic Bank to bring every Trinbago Knight Riders match live and exclusively to Trinidad and Tobago. Plus, CNC3 will also deliver live coverage of the final four CPL matches and the Women's Caribbean Premier League. Stay tuned for more updates and get ready for the biggest party in sport. And we want to say a special thanks to our title broadcast sponsor, Republic Bank. We're going to take a quick break and be back with so much more. Stick and stay.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals with free artwork from local businesses to national brands. We bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information,
Eastgate's Mall. Are Are you ready? The Spellbound Caravan is rolling in with an afternoon packed with action, excitement, and family fun. Round up the crew, tackle the Hive of Five challenge, race against the clock, and prove you've got what it takes to come out on top. The excitement continues with interactive experiences by the Ministry of Planning, Economic Affairs, and Development. Meet your favorite Spellbound hosts. Strike a pose at our photo stations. Then score fantastic prizes and giveaways from our sponsors. Catch all the action on Saturday, August 8th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Eastgate Mall. See you there.
She is fun and engaging. It's Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Hey guys, welcome back. And of course, the champions are back. And the CNC3 is ready to bring you closer to all the action. As we partner with Republic Bank to bring every Trinbago Knight Riders match live and exclusively to Trinidad and Tobago. Plus, CNC3 will also deliver live coverage of the final four CPL matches and the Women's Caribbean Premier League. Stay tuned for more updates and get ready for the biggest party in sport. And we want to say a special thanks to our title broadcast sponsor, Republic Bank. So guys, we are here. We are back with Dr. Indira Couch. And of course, you can check us out on YouTube. Don't forget to like and share and follow our YouTube channel, Freedom 106.5 FM. Get in there because we are live. We are outside. We outside on the YouTube, Dr. Couch. We are. I'm just saying, we outside.
All right.
And we are coming back with our conversation, turning feedback into feed forward. It's all about how do we handle constructive criticism, constructive feedback, because we've realized that a lot of persons can't. All right, so let's get back into the conversation. Send me a message on WhatsApp at 306-1065, or you can give me a call at 625-2257 or 627-3223. So Dr. Couch, if someone feels angry or even embarrassed or hurt after receiving feedback, what should they do in that moment instead of reacting emotionally? Because we just spoke about, you know, the reaction. So when someone gives us feedback, you know, sometimes we tend to just get defensive immediately. So after receiving feedback, if someone is hurt or embarrassed, after receiving feedback, what should they do in that moment instead of reacting emotionally?
Pause. Take a moment. Take a deep breath. Drink some water. Any kind of techniques that you can practice to just calm down that amygdala. You don't want that amygdala to get hijacked.
Mm.
You don't want to... You want to be able to think clearly. You want to be able to tap into your prefrontal cortex, right? Which is the what we call the sage brain, the sage part of your brain.
Mm.
So in order to do that, you know, imagine your amygdala is like a flashing light, like a light. When it gets triggered, it's like a flashing light.
Mm-hmm.
And you must be able to calm it down. So I don't know, Caribbean, have you ever been into like an exam and you're under stress and you might go blank?
Yes.
You ever had that happen?
On interview.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because your stress response, which is you're under stress, you're under pressure, and your amygdala has gotten, you know, overloaded, or what we call hijacked, right? It's where everything comes into our mind, into our brain, into our heads, is first everything passes through that emotional space.
Mm.
And what you want to do, I mean, I'm breaking this out into very simple bite-sized pieces for people to understand, right? There's a lot of science behind it, but I'm just trying to make it easy for people to understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you get triggered, you get defensive, and then this amygdala is like a flashing light,
mm,
right? So you want to be able to calm it down. So you want to pause, take a breath, like I say, drink some water, and really focus now on, even if the person is saying something to you and it's landing very negatively, because it's how they're saying it. It could even be when they're saying it as well, or where, right? You want to, you know, this is a level of emotional maturity that you will, we're trying to, you know, get people to get to that place, right? So being able to pause, take a moment, and then listen to what the person is saying without attaching emotions to it. Right? Without, like I said, we are meaning-making machines. We put meaning in everything. So listen, and sometimes someone may not be clear about the feedback. Again, there's a professional and a personal. I'm focusing on the professional, right?
Right.
The personal, that's a whole other conversation because sometimes people not really saying what they want to say.
See, right, you know? and expect us to understand what they're saying. Come on, you don't even know what you understand. I understand.
So you really want to help. You want to pause. You want to keep calm. You want to not interrupt. And then you want to clarify with the person. Okay, well, in a very calm voice, you know, can you share an example with me about the situation or the particular thing? And can you explain the impact it would have had on the situation? And I want, you know, persons who are listening to always, even when you're going to give the feedback to someone, you should have this information. You should not just go into a conversation with someone.
I think you're reading my mind. I think you are Dr. Couch, because I wanted to flip this switch. Is that flip the script? And I want you to give tips on the person who is providing the feedback or who is providing the constructive criticism. And as you've mentioned it there, I mean, we got to go to our news headlines in a short while, but I really want to touch that before we head to our news. For the person giving feedback, give us five tips on how they can do this effectively.
Okay, so the first thing is really you have to give a bit of context. So I always like to start with the big picture, right? Well, so I'll first say it's how you're giving the feedback. So the time, and the where, and the how, right? So you don't want to wait. So let's talk about the time. You don't want to wait like 6 months down the road.
True.
To tell me,
I know you eat something from me, you know, 6 months ago. I can't remember that.
Right? So time is important. So you want to be helpful. You want to be, so I like to follow this model called the HIP model, right? You want to be humble. You want to be helpful. You want to give the feedback immediately, right? Meaning not like immediately after the thing happened, but as soon as possible after, while the details are still clear, right? You want to, as much as possible, give this person the feedback in person. So not by text, not by WhatsApp, not by, you know, you want to face the person and give the person the feedback, right? You want to, first of all, you don't publicly criticize people. You want to publicly praise, and you want to privately, you know, give people that constructive feedback, right? And you don't ever talk to the person about their personality. You don't say, well, you're dishonest or you're a liar or things like that.
You want
to focus on, you know, that how something may land, right? So it should be a conversation, and the conversation should be, you know, a bit of like the big picture. So it could be something like, you know, Carrie V, I'm really committed to you being a fantastic leader. You're a brilliant broadcaster. You are able to do so many things well. So that's the first thing, the big picture. But, you know, Carrie V, you may not be aware, but remember, we talked about this last week too, right? You may not be aware, but sometimes, you know, and I can cite a few examples for me. So, you know, I'm happy to share those. When you talk to some people, it lands as if you have favorites.
Right?
Or you have a tendency to bypass people if they could do something better. And the others who are not so strong, you might overlook them. I mean, I'm just saying that could be the feedback, right?
Right.
You now may get I mean, if you're not triggered.
Oh my gosh, I would do that.
Right? But at that point, you are pausing, you're listening, you're saying, oh, okay, well, can you help me to, you know, understand, like, when did this happen? And can you give me some specific examples so I can understand when that was happening? And so they would have some examples that they could cite, and, you know, they could say, well, so and so and so happened. And then, you know, you really want to, you know, again, pay attention and listen and get that kind of clarity. Now, if the person does get triggered, you do want to listen and validate, right? So let's say the person gets defensive, they go off on a tangent, you yourself now have to keep calm because you may get triggered, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to just listen and validate. Listen to what, you know, the person is obviously triggered. They're going on that emotional roller coaster. So you listen, you say, okay, I understand how you could feel that way. I hear you. I got it. But what you want to then do is you want to restate the outcome.
Right.
So always come back to, look, I hear you, I understand. But listen, I am committed to you being the number one, the best leader in this, you know, this department. And I'm committed to your success. And this is the gift I'm giving you, Carrie V.
Mm.
It's a gift that's going to help you to grow and learn.
Mm.
Okay? And you keep restating that outcome until you get, you know, the person to really hear you. Because you see, when people are triggered, they're not hearing you.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of emotion. They're not tapping into the prefrontal cortex. They just get taken over by that emotion. Right?
Yes.
And so you have to be able to pause and just allow the persons, you know, to do that. You know, having these difficult conversations is about untangling the emotion from the outcome that you want to achieve.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because it's an emotion, and that's where, you know, as human beings, you know, we are making machines, we are emotional. And that's why some people will say, oh, give me the process any day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have to deal with people, right? But it's possible. It is very possible to be able to deliver it. And I would say follow those tips and you can, you know, just really get better at giving that feedback.
I love it, Dr. Couch. Thank you so much for that. Because I feel as though that we don't know how to do it properly. And in our minds, we would think that, hey, I'm giving constructive criticism. But you don't realize that you may be causing more harm than good based on how you give that feedback.
The other thing I want to do, and I didn't say it there, but I really want us to focus on the feed forward. So agree about what could be done differently the next time. So with some clear actions and some support, like, what can I do to support you? Yeah. So don't just leave it as you're giving the person feedback. You really want to come away from the conversation with something that the person can do differently the next time. Yeah. We have, in my team, we have a four-step accountability set of steps we all always practice. So when something goes wrong, because we live in a space of accountability, we of course apologize, because nobody intended something, didn't deliberately do something. It's because it may have been a mistake, or it was overlooked. So the person would typically say what happened, why it happened, what they're going to do to fix it so it doesn't happen again. Typically, they will also say, if it does happen again, what would be the consequences?
Okay.
Right.
Now, Dr. Couch, can you give me a second? So I just want to apologize to you guys. At this time, we don't have any 4 p.m. news headlines. Stay tuned at 5 p.m. for another news update, okay? So we have no 4 p.m. news. Stay tuned at 5 p.m. for a news update. We apologize for this on behalf of the TBC Radio Network. Thanks so much. Yes, Dr. Couch, I really had to make that announcement. All right, we had a little technical difficulty. All right, so I'm sorry for cutting you across, but I love the conversation. And guys, get into it. Send me a message on WhatsApp, 306-1065. What type of technique do you use when you are providing feedback? Are you one to just give feedback because you have a mouth and you just need to say what you need to say? Because that's how some people think, Dr. Couch. Some people say, well, I could just tell them wherever and dice it, and however they take it, they lie down by it. I've heard people say that before. I've heard persons said that before. So for someone who's thinking like that, Dr. Couch, do you have any advice on how they can not think that way, but think differently with regard to that?
Well, I mean, I think a little introspection is required at this point. If you're giving feedback to someone and you really want to help them to be better, right? Shouldn't you really think about how you're delivering it, where you're delivering it, you know, how you what you're saying, if it's going to land to the other person so they can actually receive it? I mean, to me, when you make a statement like that, it's just like, oh, I'm just going to offload and I don't really care.
Yeah.
So you're really not helping the person. You're really not. It's like you probably just venting.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds to me like. It's like a vent. Because if you really cared about the person, giving the person feedback to help them to be better, then you would really, as a leader, as a person in your organization, a parent, someone in your community, you would invest the time to really think about how my communication could really make a difference.
Yeah,
to this.
Yeah, true. And you're absolutely right about that. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Couch. Now, we are going to take a quick break, but not at this time, maybe in about 2 minutes or so, because we've got to go to our Overdrive opinion poll question. But before that, I want you to talk to us like this, Dr. Couch. Now, many of us hear feedback like, you know, you're not doing a good job, or you know, you're not good enough, or why are you even here? You don't even know what you're doing. How do we change that thinking and remind ourselves that feedback is about improving our behavior and not attacking our worth? How can we do that?
I think it's very simple, Carrie V. It's checking the rationale. Like, why am I giving this feedback? Am I giving it because I really care, or am I intending to bash the person? Because even for me, when I give feedback, I'm very specific about is of a specific thing. And that is why when we talked about the last one, big picture and details. So when you are talking to the person about, you know, the outcome, you know, Caribbean, I want you to be an amazing leader. You want to hone in on the specific thing that you would like that person to improve on. And so if you say you're not doing a good job, like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, tell me what I can do better.
That's not helping anybody. But if you say, you know, I notice when, you know, we're giving me the reports, they're really good, but and I like the way you're going with this, but you know, remember we talked about this last week too, your spelling may not be top notch, right? So let's see, you know, see how you could work on making sure that spelling is important. And do you understand why it's important for us to have that, you know, spelling has to be really top notch here, right? Or what kinds of things can you do to improve the spelling? Can you run it through some kind of, you know, word check, spell check thing to check it for you, to check the grammar, you know? So in other words, it's the intention of this feedback is to help the person.
Yeah.
It is the intention. It is about, I'm giving you this feedback because I care. I'm giving you this feedback because I want to help you, and I'm being very specific. Because the impact, this is why I keep coming back to the impact. What will happen or not happen if you don't do this particular thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. I love it. Thanks so much. Now, one more before we go to a quick break, because we do have our Overdrive opinion poll question. Let me see here. Kyrie, this same topic needs to continue for the next two Thursdays in the family context. Ooh, that's a big one. I saw someone sent us that message.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that is it. And boy, oh boy, I should write down all my points. I should write down my points for this. Now, Dr. Couch, can you teach us a simple mental exercise that we can all, listeners and myself, that we can all practice to become more open to correction? A simple exercise. So I know you said pause, but something for us to open up our minds for correction. Yeah?
To open your mind.
Yeah, to correction, yeah.
Well, I think a simple exercise would be to reframe how you think about feedback. I think, you know, I saw this somewhere the other day, is to be curious and not furious. I thought that was funny, but really good, right? So reframe the feedback as a gift. Feedback, someone is taking the time. I see this actually in business spaces, because I'm the kind of person, when I go somewhere, I like to give people feedback about the experience, right? And I feel the reason I have to do it is because if I don't do it, other people wouldn't, and they just wouldn't go back there. Right? So I would typically go to the persons and say, look, you know, just wanted to give you a little feedback. Everything was really great, but this and this and this happened. And I think you really need to know this is how it lands to the customer, instead of just walking out and saying, me, I never going back there again, right? So now I think more and more people are open to it now, because they realize that for somebody to be taking the time, I don't have to say anything to you, you know. In fact, I could leave you being stupid.
Oh, gosh.
I could leave you, no, serious. I could leave you being, you know, not improving yourself. I mean, it's important to really think about the reframing the feedback as a gift.
Right.
Just change the way you think about it. You remember the famous statement by Wayne Dyer, right? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah, I remember you said that. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Couch. I want to give a story, and it happened last week, and then last night again. I think I told you all the story, you know. I went to purchase some fast food, well, healthy fast food, if you want to call it that. I mean, I just need to put that out there. And last week, I got the person who was dealing with me, I just asked her for an extra sauce. I was like, well, a little extra on the sauce. Is the roller, is he twist up and he ting and so I was like, but love, why are you getting on like that? Now, this would upset anybody. And I've realized, I was like, listen, she is probably having a hard day. She probably dealt with so many difficult customers. So let me come all the way down. So I say, love, why are you getting on like that? I say, is everything okay? And she was like, what? I said, no, well, I realized that you're a little upset about something. I don't know if it's because of I asked you for extra sauce. So she started to wrap up my thing. I was like, you don't need, I don't know if something is wrong, but it's not, what did I say? I say, your attitude is not called for. And I think maybe that statement I would have made kind of trip the whole thing, but I said, well, the attitude is not called for. I said, I wasn't disrespectful, and if I was, I apologize, which I don't think I was, but please, you're too pretty to, you know, to be acting out this way for no reason. Now, that was the conversation last week. I take my thing, I eat it, and I go on my way. So yesterday now, went back in the same place to get something else, and when I walked in, I realized a woman by the counter quarreling. So I was like, but what is woman quarreling for? When I do check, it's the same individual the lady was quarreling with, saying, but why you have this attitude for no reason? I asked you for extra sauce, and that's what you're getting on. Now you serving me my food. And the lady just went off. So the young lady now, I was like, yeah, this happened to me last week, because then I realized that it was not me. It was something actually happened with her. So I said, well, yeah, this happened last week, and I raised the same question. And the girl turned around and she watched me, and then she remembered me from when I said, girl, you're too pretty to be, you know, operating and getting on like that. So it had a whole back and front and thing. And then I realized that I thought you had a bad day. I thought that I probably said something or did something to offend you. So, you know, that's the reaction. But it seems as though this is your, should I say, attitude towards people. Yeah. And it's so sad because a lot of people cannot grasp that, hey, I'm giving off our attitude. Sometimes we don't know. And that's what you mentioned. You know, sometimes we don't realize how we are reacting to persons. Yeah, that was so sad. You know what the lady did? After the person, the young lady, pack up and think she food everything, she said, I don't want that. And walk off and gone. Wow. Walked off and gone. I say, sigh. Okay. I just paid for my thing. And then she was nice to me. She was like, have a good night, ma'am. I just walk off. I get vexed. I just walk off and go on. Yeah. So it's really difficult.
I'm also a business coach, right? And there's a circle that I would often show sometimes to customers or clients, anybody. Mm-hmm. And the circle would have the owner, the team, the customer, and I can't remember the other one. It's a long time I haven't shown it. But anyway, the owner at the top, then the team, then the customer. Which relationship you think is most important between, is it the team and the customer or the owner and the team in terms of how you have an experience?
I think it's the owner and the team, because once the team feels comfortable and happy, and you know, they would be able to give me good service, at least I think
so. Right. Well, one thing is you need to, as an owner, and this is also as a parent too. So I was talking to a client yesterday about accountability, right? And we were using examples of, you know, as you are the leader, you're the owner, you must be able to support or help your team, or in this case, this person, to understand what does success look like. Hmm. So this person must know that, yes, I need to make the sandwich and do the whatever. That's the actual job. But there's a behavior piece to this job, which is, I'm engaging with people. I must, you know, what is good or great look like? What does success look like in terms of how you speak to people, how you engage with people, and that sort of thing? So it is the owner's responsibility to make sure that the team members or the persons in the business understand what that looks like.
Mm. Mm.
So they must help them to understand what success looks like. Make sure they have the resources to do the job and whatever they need to do the job, but also hold them accountable to that success.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know where I suspect the breakdown is that whoever runs that business has not been clear with this person what success looks like. So this person is just doing what they
Or what they see their colleagues are doing.
Doing, so they're modeling behaviors from their colleagues or people they know or their I don't know. But it's not, it is the owner's responsibility to align the team and help the team to understand that this is what great looks like.
Mm, definitely.
A lot of the time we don't have that. So to be fair to her, she is going by what she thinks, you know, and remember, I'm not saying, we should really think people come in from different places, right, Karen?
Yeah.
You know, not everybody exposed to like what, you know, say please and thank you.
Yeah,
and,
yes,
I mean,
true.
You don't know the circumstances people coming from. And if that has not been shown to her, she's just doing
whatever.
Now you were able to turn her around because you made a little comment that probably, you know, girl, you're too pretty to be so, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course she must have been, of course it, she may have felt good about it, right? Wow. Mm. Yeah, you know. And so she in that moment reflected a bit and then thought about it, so it was a little different to you, right? But she will definitely need some support from her leader.
Yeah.
I'm helping. She needs training, development, exposure, that sort of thing, right? We can't, you know, we have a tendency to judge people as we see people as we see ourselves.
Yeah.
And remember, not everybody is coming from the same place, right?
True. You're right. You're definitely right about that. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for that, Dr. Koch. What are we going to do? We're going to take a quick break and...
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Hey guys, welcome back. Freedom 106.5 FM is just about 4:30. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Follow our channel, Freedom 106.5 FM, as we have these amazing conversations, these amazing interviews with amazing people. I feel as if it's just, well, y'all could just come and just sit down with me right here for the whole 3 hours. What do you think, Dr. Couch? You think that you could do that? Just sit down here, right on this space here, and let's just vibe. I like it.
Thanks to think about Thursday.
Things to think about Thursdays. Now, I want to get the results of our overdrive opinion poll question. And you've heard the question, Dr. Couch. I'm going to ask you, before I give the results, do you believe that most people lack the ability to give constructive feedback? What say you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So you fall in the yes category. And with saying that, 90% of you said yes. And 5% of you said no. The question was, do you believe that most people lack the ability to give constructive feedback? 90% of you said yes, whilst 5% of you... Wait, wrong thing. 95% of you said yes. My bad. Like my maths didn't match day, boy. 95% of you said yes. And 5% of you said no. I want to thank you guys so much for participating in today's edition of the Overdrive Opinion Poll question. Stay tuned tomorrow, same time, same place, to do it all over again. 95% to Dr. Couch.
Yeah.
95. You're not surprised about it?
No, I thought it'd be 100.
Well, these few people here, they... Wow. And that's, I don't want to say it's scary. Should I say it's scary that a lot of persons don't know how to give constructive feedback? Is that a scary thing?
I think, well, it's not scary. I think it is the reality. I think it's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the reason we even started having this conversation is because we talked about blind spots, remember? We talked about the fact that we don't see ourselves.
Mm.
And the more work we can do on understanding and being more aware of, you know, who are the people we need to become, depending on the roles and, you know, what we're doing in terms of being the best at whatever we want to be.
Right.
And those blind spots have not been, I think this generation and certainly maybe in the last 10 years, what has happened is, we have seen an era where, I mean, and by the way, Dr. Wayne Dwyer, who said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. This is not something that he said recently. This is something about reframing the way in which we see things. And instead of seeing things as a challenge or scary,
mm-hmm.
it is an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's about being able to change our mindset. And that is happening more and more because there's so much information available to us, you know, videos, YouTube and TikTok and AI providing us with information. And so we have younger people, like in my time, we only had encyclopedias, Gary.
True. A whole big shelf that we had to dust down every Christmas. Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. So, but now, and then more and more people are aware and... You know, I really do feel and I hope that people who are listening here can understand and get better at being able to deliver the feedback and have the conversations in a much more meaningful way. And instead of just, just saying, oh, I say this, I don't care.
That's it, Dan. And whoever don't like it, I them. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I could attest, I do say that at times. And that's when I just had enough and that's it. And I say whatever I say and that's it. But I've realized I've seen things differently. So I changed my mindset. I changed my lenses. And I realize, and this is what I could say about me earlier, and I do self introspect. Well, I introspect, okay? Sometimes I go over the day, Dr. Couch, and I'll be like, what did I do today to offend anyone? And I would sit down and I would go through my day and I'm like, you know, I should have said this differently. I should have said that differently. And more times than often, or oftentimes, it's the same thing that starts repeated the next day. And what I do, I change the way how I respond to it. Yeah. So that's what I do. Now, sometimes I'll fall short when, you know, I just upset and angry. But I always go back and I always apologize. If I know that, hey, Carrie, you didn't do that properly, you know, you should have said it in a different way. I know you was upset, I know you was angry, but you should have dealt with it differently, and I do apologize. So any one of my colleagues listening right now, all you could call in and back me up, because all you know that's true.
Yeah, it's important to check yourself.
Yeah, it is.
That
it is.
That introspection is so important. Yeah. You know, how can I be better? What did I do today that, you know, I really, and the other thing I want you to think about too, Carrie, is when you're tired, you haven't eaten, think about those little things.
That triggers you.
You're more likely to be, yes, more triggered. So if you for us women too, you know, hormones all over the place, you know, just you have to check yourself. You have to say, in this moment, like, what is it that I should say or shouldn't say, right? Because it's not going to be of any benefit to anybody.
True. You know what's another thing I do as well? Now, we're getting a call. I'm going to take your call just now, right? You know what I also do, Dr. Couch? And someone said, Kai, you see when you do that? We like when you do that.
If I know
that I am having a bad day before I reach in the office, I'll say, Olia, listen, I'm having a bad day today. So just give me a 5. Just if you know that it has certain things that would upset me more, do not come and tell me. Try to stay away from me, please. And they understand, you know, and they stay away. And I like that.
That's excellent.
But I always come and say,
that is perfect. That is perfect, Carrie. You're practicing. You're doing great, man.
Yes,
you're doing great.
I proud of me.
Because you are letting people know, I am having a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to have that bad day for the whole day.
No, it wouldn't be for the whole day. It wouldn't. No. It wouldn't be for the whole day. Because somebody will come and they'll pass a little chocolate and say, Carrie, here, and we're having a bad day. I'll be like, thanks. And I'll be, you know what the thing does go. let me take this call. We have a caller locked on already. Let's hear who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
It's only me.
Hey, fast track, what's up?
Me backing you up.
But that's you. That sounds like a you problem.
For some reason, I have a personality where you can't know if something wrong with me at all. The only person is when I'm any home setting,
right.
I would just be like quiet, but on the outside you wouldn't know at all. You can't detect that.
Right.
I do sometimes to kind of wire back up, I just like I go my quiet, to my peace, my time alone to wire back up.
But you
can never know at all. For some reason, my personality, you can never know that no matter what going on with me, you can't know nothing wrong with me. But I can't remember. That is everything. But you know, it's that is that thing people got to really work on, when they're working among people as a young person coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get some people that think try to carry their home then in the home setting. Nobody pointed out to them.
Yeah.
And carry out that same moods and thing on entire environment where they have to interact with strangers.
With everyone.
I know they can tend to kind of get messy. You know, that thing, that thing I think we need to honestly point out to one another, hey, you know, this little habit you have here will kind of like put you in a little difficulty when you have to interact and be out there. In the outer world. So that's you need to point out to the world. Tell them, friend, because you know they're saying that, sir, they're so faithful of the kisses of the kisses of our enemy. It's not correcting you, but the stabs of our friend correcting you. So sometimes our friend tells us something, you know, like you want to feel offended, but at the end of the day, your friend telling him because you want to be better, you want to be improved.
Right.
And, you know, you pull them aside quietly and say, you know, something, you know, this habit. So, and That is what we need to do. That is how we'll build an intact one of that.
Definitely. I got it.
Have a blessed one, man. Bye, Lockton.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for your call, Fast Track, and I appreciate that. But I know a lot of persons, you know, tend to hide how they feel. And it has some people who are really, really good at that, but then it have others like me who would say. So I think holding it in does affect me more than
if not else.
Yeah.
But
some people, they go to that. Oh, well. Now, I know we've got to wrap up. It's just about 20 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Dr. Couch, last thing. Feedback first aid kit. Yeah. The five things everyone should remember the next time they're criticized. Feedback first aid kit. I like that.
Well, this is for the people receiving the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So the five things you want to remember when you're receiving the feedback. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, we mentioned it a little bit before, but I would say pause.
Yes.
Right? Manage your reaction and respond. Don't become defensive. Don't interrupt. Don't explain.
Mm-hmm.
Clarify and understand. So I will say the three things I mentioned before. Clarify. Yeah. So pause and listen. Clarify and understand. Can you share specific examples? Explain the impact. And then what can I do differently next time? Mm. So say what can I do differently next time? Agree on one action and try and apply it. And then check back on how you're doing.
Right.
One of the things we mentioned last week too was maybe before you get the feedback, going to your boss, going to somebody, anybody, and say, hey, you know, as we, you know, we're getting on, you know, this year, this month, whatever, or maybe it's at home. Is there one thing that I could do differently that you think would, you know, be of, you know, great impact
to
the team, the organization, or even your family, or even in your relationship if you want to go there.
Yeah. We don't go in there today. Well, Dr. Couch, I want to thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And next Thursday, same time, same place, after God, we'll do it again.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing afternoon.
Bye.
Great conversation as usual.
All
yes.
Right. Lots of love. Okay, bye.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.